My son is a video game enthusiast, and I have spent many hours watching him play Call of Duty, Halo, and something else that seems to involve giant mutated insects. And yes, I have also spent about 5 minutes being quickly killed by him or his online friends when I have tried to play myself. One game in particular, Skyrim, has always sort of fascinated me. Unlike most games in which my son is mostly competing or cooperating with online humans, in Skyrim, he is not connected with other people. He is interacting only with the algorithms contained in the software stored on the hard drive of his computer. So, when he is killing dragons or mammoths, I think, or swimming through underwater caves to plunder treasure hoards, or fighting or seducing or bargaining with other game characters, there are no other intelligences involved, except for the intelligence built into the millions of lines of code written long before he began playing. What interests me is that for my son, and for millions of players, simple exploration of Skyrim's digital environment, as opposed to combat or competition, is one of the game's chief pleasures. And so, hundreds of millions of hours have been spent by millions of players simply walking about in the world of Skyrim. And none of these players have exactly the same experience. Sure, they travel through the same territory and fight the same monsters, but they do it at their own pace and in their own preferred style. The possible combinations of game experiences are infinite. No one will ever cross the same river twice, not in our world, and not in this virtual world. So think about that. An infinite number of possible game experiences can be had, or, if you will, an infinite number of lives can be lived in Skyrim. And all this infinity is somehow contained in a rather small, finite space. Computer hard drives, after all, are about the size of a deck of playing cards. And the parts of that hard drive that actually store Skyrim's code are, you know, really small. And so, as William Blake wrote more than 200 years ago, infinity really can be held in the palm of one's hand. And so we arrive at my point. This virtual world, contained on a hard drive, may well be a good analogy for the way our actual world works. In fact, the idea that our world is a holographic projection of a two-dimensional substratum has been bruited about among physicists and mathematicians for decades, and there are even experiments underway that may prove this outlandish hypothesis. And so, life itself may prove to be a game. And now that I say that out loud, it sounds considerably less profound than I had hoped. Confessions of a Heavy Thinker is written by me, Angus Stocking, and recorded at the KVNF Studios in Paonia, Colorado, with production assistance from Skip Naft. Archived episodes are available at kvnf.org.